Chapter 35, Liberty of Conscience Threatened. Romanism is now regarded by Protestants with far greater favor than in former years. In those countries where Catholicism takes a conciliatory course to gain influence, the opinion is gaining ground that we do not differ so widely upon vital points as has been supposed, and that a little concession on our part will bring us into better understanding with Rome. The time was when Protestants taught their children that to seek harmony with Rome would be disloyalty to God. But how widely different are the sentiments now expressed. Defenders of the papacy declare that the Church has been maligned, that it is unjust to judge the Church of today by her reign during the centuries of ignorance and darkness. They excuse her horrible cruelty as the barbarism of the times. Have these persons forgotten the claim of infallibility put forth by this power? Rome asserts that the Church never erred, nor will it, according to the Scriptures, ever err. The Papal Church will never relinquish her claim to infallibility. Let the restraints now imposed by secular governments be removed and Rome be reinstated in her former power, and there would speedily be a revival of her tyranny and persecution. It is true that there are real Christians in the Roman Catholic Communion. Thousands in that church are serving God according to the best light they have. God looks with pitying tenderness upon these souls, educated in a faith that is delusive and unsatisfying. He will cause rays of light to penetrate the darkness, and many will yet take their position with his people. But Romanism as a system is no more in harmony with the gospel of Christ now than at any former period. The Roman Church is employing every device to regain control of the world, to re-establish persecution, and to undo all that Protestantism has done. Catholicism is gaining ground on every side. See the increasing number of her churches. Look at the popularity of her colleges and seminaries, so widely patronized by Protestants. Look at the growth of ritualism in England and the frequent defections to the ranks of the Catholics.